people just didn't really feel like having a celebration at all. In fact, it just felt like it might be really inappropriate, especially when so many people in the community were grieving about these kids being found. It brings up all sorts of traumas about people's own residential school experience. And it just did not seem that anyone was in the mood for a party.
I wonder, were there folks in the community that pushed back against the cancellation?
Not really, no. Everyone I've talked to really thinks this is the right thing to do. You know, in Canada, I don't know what it looks like over in the United States, but in Canada, we struggle with this complex history of ours. And we're having that conversation together, everyone, especially in a place like Dawson, where we're pretty integrated, that, you know, we really did see the pain that people were suffering and understood that this definitely was the right thing to do. Yeah, there's a few people who they feel that the Canada Day is an opportunity to actually talk about the good things about our country. And there are many that I think we can point to why we should be proud to be living in this nation, for sure. But again, it's like having a party when your next door neighbor has just lost a family member. It just did not feel right. And that's, I think, people understood that. So everyone that I've talked to actually were appreciative that we made this move.
What sort of lessons can communities take from the move that Dawson City's taken with this that you think folks should know, that other places that are dealing with these issues should know?
Well, this is one day. This is one day. And I think that the work of reconciliation, of making our country whole, coming to terms with the transgressions that have been perpetrated against Indigenous communities, that's something we need to do every day. We need to be having these conversations 365 days of the year, not just one. And Canada recently went through a truth and reconciliation process where residential school students were encouraged to come out and talk about their experience. And there were recommendations that came out of that process as well, that all levels of government, everyone in Canada, are supposed to take notice of and start working towards them. And it's about, again, making our nation whole. It's about coming to terms with that relationship between the non-Indigenous and Indigenous communities and figuring out how we make this country work for everyone going forward.